Yesterday, in our series on teen pregnancy, we heard theories on why Holyoke and Springfield now top the state's rankings for teenage births. Today, we profile an effort by a Springfield obstetrician and a group of teenagers to stem the trend of teen pregnancy in western Massachusetts. WFCR's Karen Brown reports.
Last year, almost 500 babies were born to teenage mothers in Springfield. Obstetrician Sarah Perez McAdoo met many of these young women on her examining table. Too late, of course, to prevent their pregnancies. But because she's so appalled by the rising number of teen mothers, McAdoo is taking it upon herself to intervene. On her own time, she visits high schools across Springfield and Holyoke, and the first thing she tells students is her job title, Director of OBGYN at Bay State Medical Center.
Part of it is just being a role model in the community. I'm a Latina, I speak Spanish fluently, and I was raised by a single mother, and I've been able to go to school and become a professional.
When McAdoo finds a young person who is motivated to stay in school and to avoid early parenthood, she moves on to the next step. She recruits them for what she calls the Youth Empowerment Adolescent Health Network, or YEAH. Twice a month, anywhere from 2 to 16 teenagers, boys and girls, gather in a conference room at Bay State Hospital with cookies and pizza on hand. They learn about birth control, anatomy, and basic health, but they also strategize on ways to slow the rates of teen pregnancy. One way is to turn teenagers themselves into ambassadors of pregnancy prevention. Two 17-year-olds who work with McAdoo, Tatiana and Yoleri, have taken on this role at their high school. The first thing they had to do was learn about contraception themselves. Yoleri says she felt woefully uninformed.
Because I just know, like, the birth control pill and the condom, and that's it.
I know about the shot and the tubes tied.
I learned about the patch. I learned about, can you just stop doing it?
Abstinence.
Yeah.
No, I learned that even one time, you could get pregnant.
And one thing they each know for sure is that they don't want a baby, not right now. Yoleri says education comes first.
I want to go to college, because if I do, I'll be the first one in my whole family. That's like the major reason I want to have a baby. And besides, they will kill me if I do.
There's like plenty of time to have kids. You know, you should enjoy your life first, you know, party, have fun. I'll have a baby when I'm like 50.
These are the messages they're trying to get out to their peers at Science and Technology High School. But Tatiana says it hasn't been easy.
Like in school, we try to spread it out by doing little pamphlets. And like we made a board and put it in the cafeteria. And so we decorated and then it said, let's talk about sex. And it had like all different kinds of information. But then after a while, people ripped it down.
They've also tried to get the word out by hosting informational meetings through a school-sponsored public health club. At one club event, a few hundred kids showed up for pizza, but most left before they started talking about pregnancy prevention. So Tatiana says they're trying to influence social attitudes with a more subtle approach.
We have other friends that hang out with us, so we'll like talk about it to them, and we'll have little conversations, and then they'll be like, oh, well, I never knew that. And right there, they're learning new information about what we're talking about. Because I know they know that, oh, they're going to have a baby. No, they have to drop out of school or something. But they should know way more than that. They should know that it could cause stress in your life and stuff like that. Like, they'd be like, oh, she's having a baby. Let me have one, too. Because I've seen that happen.
This type of word-of-mouth activism is what Dr. Sarah Perez McAdoo calls social marketing.
And a lot of it is going to be sort of peer-to-peer, mouth-to-mouth, kind of seeing each other face-to-face. And that's the way that you're going to get change. It's not going to be that simple. In other words, we send out an email and everyone's going to change their behavior tomorrow.
Plus, the girls are savvy enough to know that no matter what they do in school, the messages their friends get at home may be stronger.
Because, like, there's parents that don't talk to their kids about things in life. So the teens will be like, yeah, you know, my parent doesn't care about what I do.
If I want to get information, I got to go to one of my friends or my teachers or something. Because if I go to my mom or anyone in my family, they will freak.
Like, I had that talk with my mom. I asked her one day, and I was like, Mom, what would you do if I got pregnant? And, like, she came out of the, she was like, nothing. And I was like, I yelled at her. I was like, what are you talking about? Like, why would you say something like that? But then she came out, like, couple minutes out, she was like, oh, well, I said no because I know you're not going to be that stupid to go and, you know, do something like that. And then I was like, well, good answer.
Conversations with family and friends are just part of the overall effort. The Teen Health Network occasionally moves into the political arena. At one recent meeting, McAdoo was helping Tatiana and Yoleri write a letter to the governor on the problem of teen pregnancy.
Why would he be interested in this issue, do you think, in
Massachusetts?
I don't know if he has daughters. Excellent question.
If the teen network takes off, McAdoo is hoping every high school in Springfield and Holyoke will start a chapter. She's also raising money to study teen pregnancy in Western Massachusetts. She says only by understanding the population, including family attitudes and economic pressures, can you really change behavior. For WFCR and WNNZ, I'm Karen Brown.